spend $5,000 for that, let's cut their budget another $100 million.
Precisely, Mr. President. The last word that they had for me yesterday after my talk to Pierre was to keep the photographers out of there and fight them out of there.
Okay.
They went ahead on their own. The funny part about this is that it's a side light, which might lighten your day, is that the Army, you know, whom we saved from this sort of thing out Walter Reed, when they saw this yesterday, they're unhappy, if you please.
Well, that's why the goddamn service, they ought to cut them $1 billion.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, when you think of what the waste goes on.
It is, absolute nonsense.
Imagine what they do if you didn't just stay on their ass. They were going to order me 3 planes instead of 1.
Precisely.
They're going to do all these. That's the way these guys spend money.
Absolutely.
They're shocked if we don't. Now, the only thing is, it would seem to me, I'd like to send that furniture back. Have they paid for it?
I'll find out, Mr.
Just on my own. I don't care. We own a store, but I'd just like to send that goddamn furniture back. It's probably worth about $1,500, $2,000.
When I asked him yesterday, where did the $5,000 go from the things they told me, I said, well, you couldn't have possibly spent $5,000 on that. They've lied about it. Now, I've gone back to them this morning and said, get the facts. I'm sick of telling the president of the White House the wrong facts. Let's get the facts to begin with.
Let's find out how much they spent on this thing. Let's find out what they spent, where the money came from. Also, if the bills have been paid, because a lot of the stuff we can just ship right back today.
Right. I'll get ready.
I'd love to send it right back to Jordan Marsh in an Air Force truck this afternoon with that captain on it. Now, what about transferring his ass out of here in about a month? He doesn't have any sense. For incompetence, not for screwing us.
Exactly. Well,
and that silly fellow who had his picture taken next to the bed, I'd have him go up to Alaska, too. The PA will be talking to you about that.
Right.
Okay. General?
Yes, sir.
That Air Force has caused itself more grief with that silly bastard. Did you see the Post this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm looking.
See that fellow's picture by the bed?
Yes, sir.
And you see that furniture they bought from Jordan Marsh? What the hell did they let the reporters in there for? Are they crazy up there? Now you know what's going to do. Any congressman's going to get up and say, Christ, if they can throw $5,000 away on this, let's cut them another $1 billion. You just sank the Air Force budget. You're crazy up there. Are they crazy? That silly bastard with his picture next to the bed?
I'm appalled, but,
Well, I'm appalled, too. Now, the thing of the matter is, I'm going to get that furniture. I just told Sylvester, and you can talk to him. I want to find out if we pay for that furniture, because I want it to go back to Jordan Marshall's.
All right, sir.
Then I want that fellow's incompetent who had his picture taken next to Mrs. Kennedy's bed, if that's what it is. I mean, he's a silly bastard. I wouldn't have him running a cat house. And that Colonel Carlson, who let in Larry Newman and those reporters, is he crazy, too? Christ, they're not all incompetent. Is that the way they're throwing money around over there? You better look into it, and especially when you told me that they hadn't spent a cent.
Well, sir, this is obviously...
Well, this is obviously a fuck-up.
That's
okay.
That's right.
Right. The only reason to wait till Sunday, which would be a somewhat better TV time, would be that we would have Harriman back here. When will we know whether we could get Harriman back if we sent a plane for him?
We are sending the plane, Mr. President, and arranging to have it there from Saturday noon on. So that is, we won't know about Harriman's return probably until the end of the day today.
That will be enough time.
I don't think myself that the TV prime time is very important. President, the more I think about it, the more I side with Murrow. But, and Tom Sorensen was emphasizing it again today, that the shortest possible gap between signature and your striking the keynote is essential. But in any event, are you talking to Ted about it?
Well, I'm
I think
just
the
here
best thing
here.
To do, that the best thing to do is, just for Ted's own peace of mind, is to get it done and to stick to Friday and then change if you want to.
Right.
President?
Yes.
Hello?
I lost my voice yesterday there. If I sound like a stranger.
That's all right.
John McCone picked up this news that Nixon is seeing De Gaulle on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And thought it might be of interest for John McCone to sort of suggest to Nixon that he try to draw the general out on some of the broad where do we go in NATO kinds of talk. John is convinced that he himself could get Nixon to do this on, without involving him in any political problems or anything. That's why when
Nixon's so unreliable that I would hate to have Nixon be able to say that he was United States government used him for this purpose. That's number one. Number two, based on the conversation which Nixon had with the Portuguese, he was very unhelpful with them because he kept saying, I agree with De Gaulle, and there's a lot of admiration for De Gaulle, and he may say that he may play figuring, you know, whatever is we're having trouble with. But if John wants to do it, it's fine with me, but I'd hate to have Nixon be able to say that he was used by us.
Well, I think John might do it simply.
Why doesn't John say that he, John, would be interested in Nixon's conversation?
Right.
And that these are some of the things the United States that we're particularly interested in. So it's strictly a McCone, Nixon, and not as if you've approved it or I've approved it.
John McCone points out that it's normal for them to brief and debrief like that to go abroad.
Right.
And so we'll let it
as
go.
As long as McCone. Now, I just talked to Bundy about this embassy thing. We've got an embassy of theirs here, haven't we?
That's right, Mr. President. But I think in our position in, at the moment, our position in protecting our own embassy or pursuing that would be weakened if we ourselves go ahead and violate international practices by seizing theirs.
But of course, we don't want our embassy's gone. They're not going to reverse themselves.
Well, they haven't occupied it yet, but we're trying to mobilize the pressures of people who have embassies in Havana, our friends in Europe and some of the Latin Americans.
I would think probably we just wouldn't receive any notes from them in the future. Is that, would that be, or do we want to keep up that contact?
Well, I think that
the other thing, of course, I talked about is that we could say that the assets of their embassy would not be liquidated. I suppose there's going to be quite a demand around. That's the trouble with anything we do about Cuba. If Cubans do something, that it becomes a front page story again.
They use force to throw the Swiss out and seize all the property. Some of it is private property and storage in the embassy, you know.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know whether you know it, but there's a sealed vault upstairs on this little valley that has arms in it that were there for the protection of the embassy before we pulled out.
Yeah.
And the Cubans will probably open that up and make a lot of propaganda out of that.
Yeah.
But I think for the moment we ought to try to bring maximum pressure. The Swiss conceivably might break relations over this because they feel so strong about it. We can't find that this is almost unprecedented, a direct violation of the Geneva, the Vienna Convention. So I think for the moment we ought to try those pressures rather than consider direct retaliation on the Cuban embassy here.
Let's see.
Okay.
Fine.
Nick, I talked to Clark Clifford, and I guess we have to go ahead with Landis. Is that your judgment?
Yes, I think Clark felt stronger about it than I did, but I thought we were really doing more damage than that.
Did you think it would come out?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just yeah. I think we can keep it out of coming out of here.
John Williams, get up and make a speech. The trouble with the damn thing
hours.
Is it's fun.
About 48 hours.
5 hours for 5 years, it's so serious, but if anybody ever gets the idea that the president's friends can get away with it, gosh, I think it would be an awful morale cracker to the Internal Revenue, to taxpayers. The next time anybody got arrested, they'd say, well, what the hell about Landis?
That's right. That's right. I'm afraid that's right. But I don't think it. I think we take it into court. It can be done quickly and clean.
How quickly and quietly could it be done?
It can't be done absolutely quietly, but I think that if Dean Warren, who's his counsel, will cooperate, I think we can get it all over with really in one session.
Could we say that he voluntarily brought it in? I know the problem about that, but I think we could say that and make a hell of a difference.
I think we can say that.
Then it would help him a lot.
And I think my guess, and the guess of the people who really know about it around here, would be that they'll put a fine. It won't be a large fine.
What does Warren think? What does he think we ought to do?
Well, he doesn't want us to bring it. He wants to raise that psychological defense, and it just won't hold water.
Because, you mean, there's nothing there before.
And you can't use that as a defense for not paying taxes, because everybody who doesn't pay taxes
would pay taxes.
Right. I mean, everybody in that country.
I think we have to put it to Warren that it's just that there's too many people are on it, and it's going to come out in the worst way at the worst time, particularly with New York State knowing about it.
That's right. And I
want to talk to Warren.
I will go see Warren myself, and then I think Bob Morgan's up in New York will be the best person to do it with handling it with a tour.
Yeah.
If I got into it, it was really people.
Okay. Fine. Okay, Nick.
All right.
Good, how are you?
I just had a talk with Ed Day. He says he wants to quit.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't not going to sit very well.
Well, he's going to quit because he's got a law practicing, and I guess he wants to make some money.
Yeah, I guess that's right, but there's been some plenty of rumors around for a lot of the hopeful people to quit that.
Well, it's not so, because he's been trying for months to go. In fact, I wanted to stay a little more longer, but he doesn't feel he can. He talked to me earlier in the week.
He wanted to get the damn word out. He called me today and said he recommended another California fellow. I said I would, provided, of course, that the president had in mind another California.
Yeah, that isn't the guy, but he shouldn't do it that way. Well, what I thought I would do is I don't have anybody in mind, and we've got to just try to look at the geographic and some of the other factors. Is I think probably appoint his undersecretary or deputy secretary as a acting secretary, bishop, or whatever his name is, and let him, and then let it go for a month or so.
It's kind of hard to get out of there.
Well, I better get a hold of him right now, make sure that he gets out, and announce it tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's got this law practice he wants to get going. He's on me all the time. I better let him go this weekend if he's that desperate.
Well, I'll call him back this afternoon.
Well, why don't you tell him that, you want to tell him you and I talk? And then I'm going to get out. I'll make an announcement tomorrow that I'm going to be in touch with him later this afternoon, and that he shouldn't put out anything until I talk to him, because I don't want him announcing on that. Then I'll talk to you about the matter before I do anything. I think what we'll do is appoint this fellow who's the
fisherman.
Well, I thought I could get appoint him as an acting secretary. I don't know what state he comes from.
I think it's going to count in such terms that it doesn't look like he's found out there, because you get all these columns, you know, the columns with speculating, he's tossed out in California to be acting like hell.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be like this one.
No, but as you know, it's quite the reverse. I think, I tell you what, I'll get on it today, and then I'll be back in touch with you, because you may want to issue a statement saying that this is fine and wonderful, and he's done a great job, et cetera, and I think we do it tomorrow morning, it'll be the best time.
Well, I want to talk to you about another time.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm trying to find a successor for you.
Well, it's beginning to leak out, and
I don't want it.
I'm going to look like